Radio. Harambe, Harambe, Harambe.
Working together for progress.
Feel the oneness of Harambe.
Keep it right there.
Keep it right there.
Keep it right there.
What's happening? What's happening? It's me again. I know y'all thought y'all got rid of me between that 9 to 10 hour. We came off hardcore with my man Muhammad Ahmed, formerly known as Maxwell Stanford from RAM, Revolutionary Action Movement. He really put it down, put things in perspective from a historical standpoint. So if you missed that, make sure you go to HarambeRadio.com and check the archives. And also we'll have those DVDs burning, giving them out free in the hood or whatever. Have somebody put a beat to it, you know, and make it feel good and sound good and all that good stuff. This is Kalani Changa right here, FTP Movement. If you don't know the voice, you know what I mean, you know, get familiar, man. You know, we here. It's 11 p.m. on the East Coast time. And, you know, I brought some of the, they say I roll with some goons or whatever, so I brought some with me tonight, you know what I'm saying, to keep y'all woke because I know y'all get tired or whatever. So I brought some brothers that really put it down on a, not just on a hip-hop tip, but also on the movement, political activism, and, you know what I'm saying, just everyday, real-life, people struggle type thing. So I got my man right here from ATL, one of the hardest cats out here, you know, formerly from the Chi-Town, you know, my man, the Mighty Mike Flo. What's going on, Flo? How you feeling?
I'm strong, Kalani. How you, man?
Man, I'm alive on arrival, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling real good, feeling great. About to really get charged in about 2 minutes, you know, after I took this water real quick. You know what I mean? My man Mike got, you know, he got the new joint out, new download, man. And, you know, it's on fire. For those of you who are not familiar with Mike Flo, Mike is not just a MC, but he's like one of the baddest DJs to do it. He can rock a party. And then the drop of a hat, you know what I'm saying? Everything be dead. He come in and throw like two records on. And, you know what I mean? He got handicapped people jumping up dancing, you know what I mean? So, you know, he make it happen. He make it happen. Ride his shotgun tonight, you know what I'm saying? You know, well, I don't know if it's shotgun. We might say rifle. You know what I'm saying? We got the M1 carbine in the building. You know what I'm saying? One half of their prayer. My man, Mamello, straight out of, Tallahassee, is it Tallahassee, Florida?
Yeah, man, I rep that. I got my receipt for Tallahassee. What's going on, world? This is this M1 right here, holding it down. Happy to be here. Greetings, Uhuru.
No doubt. What's going on, M? How you feeling, fam?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, forward ever. You know, forward ever.
No doubt. It's always an honor to have, you know, brothers on deck or whatever to you know, talk about what's relevant. Right now, man, you know, my man Mike got the super duper hot mixtape right now, man. It's a mix CD, man. It's you know, with that's produced by DJ Rasta Root, and it's hosted by none other than M1, and it's like probably one of the hottest downloads or the hottest CDs that you could pay for. You know what I mean? And he's giving it away, man. And you know, the name of the joint is called Fly Fresh and Responsible, Volume 1. And, you know, really, I want really him to go into it and tell us what it's about. You know what I'm saying? I already listened to it. It's crazy. We send it out to our people. And like I told you earlier, man, I got folks thanking me like I made it. You know what I mean? So, you know, they might love me again for sending them out their CD. So, you know, tell us a little something about that, Mike.
To make it plain, Fly Fresh and Responsible, man, is an affirmation to all those who are exactly that, who are fly, who are fresh, and who are responsible for themselves, their families, their immediate and distant families. And that's through their, you know, their responsibilities, their obligations to the truth. And it came about because just in staying sharp in the calisthenics, in between projects or different songs that I'm working on, different albums and stuff, I might, you know, do a takeover or two. There were some years that I would never do those. because I was so focused on my own beats, my own material. But then certain things just came out, and I was like, yeah, I need to show them how to do that one. You know what I'm saying? So one turned into five, five turned into 10, 10 turned into 18, and we just end up doing it. I had the songs, and I recorded the songs over some months, and I was like, yo, you know, I'm a DJ. I was going to mix it myself. But I'm like, you know, I don't really want to mix it myself. Let's see, you know, who's technical, whose parties do I like? And from time to time, I would go to MJQ on the Face Off Fridays with Rasta Root and John Prince. I like Rasta Root. Rasta Root hit me on Twitter one time. He seen me in MJQ, and I was like, yo, let's do something. I got a project. And he's like, I'm with it. And then, M was in town. We were shooting some commercials for the Revolutionary But Gangsta Grills. Go get that, deadpress.com. And we were shooting some commercials and stuff for that. And I was like, yo, you know, he had already agreed to host it. And so he was here. We recorded him, got that done. And, Rasta Root did his magic, man. And, that's how it came off. You know,
there it is. That's bananas. Like, for the people that's not familiar or whatever, you know, what's the relationship with Dead Press? Of course, you know, the fans already know, but you know, we got on Harambe, you got folks that you know that know the sounds, but they don't know the connection and all that type of stuff. So you know, give us a little history. Mike Flo, Dead Press. Yeah.
Well, my ties run a little deep with DPs. I met M some years back. He spent some time in Chicago, you know, working around a campaign for Free and Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and young chairman. And, you know, just people who think alike, do alike things, and we shared friends and family and stuff. And then I would come up to New York, and I'd stay with him and stuff. And then I met Stick. Make a long story shorter, I started going on the road. I was doing merchandise and stuff for DPs, and then you know, still doing my solo thing, working on my music. You know, a shift came, and I became the tour, the road DJ. And so I have DJ responsibilities currently. I do some A&R work, and I'm just a comrade and a tastemaker, you know what I mean? And that's what I do, and that's what I do with and for Dead Prez.
No doubt. Man, what's good with you, man? I mean, we know y'all got the brothers that Flo just mentioned, that the joint that y'all got online as well, which is another banger. I mean, y'all hit this like back-to-back with this thing. You know what I'm saying? You had the DP joint and the Mike Flo joint. And I was still stuck on one. Then Mike gonna bust us upside the head. The next one real quick. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? I got the one disc player because, you know, I'm still in the hood with the boom boxes. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to be, you know, mixing it up. So, I mean, tell us what's good with that, man. Like, how did, you know, with these projects, man, this whole free download thing. We know a lot of the lamestream is doing it. You know what I'm saying? What inspired y'all to really go that route? And, you know, how's it working for the people? How's the response?
Well, I mean, the reality is, you know, we can't never have enough of, you know, our side speaking and standing up and that representation, because the bourgeoisie, you know, imperialism have them employed all day long. And so, you know, we up against the mountain when it comes to the media and, you know, they right hand. So realistically, it's, you know, it's a pleasure to see, you know, tag team, you know, that our family RBG'd up is able to do in tandem, you know what I'm saying, against these white power, you know, officials, you know, these white power agents. I love it how we put cracks in their armor. So, you know, give thanks to Flo again. He helped to navigate us through this Revolutionary But Gangsta Grills, hosted by DJ Drama, which is,
you know, was, like I said, was a lot of the handiwork of Mike Flo's relationships, even though, you know, we have, Dead Prez has been doing what we've been, to always need our partners and our family and kind of roles and capacity that he spoke of. I mean, we have so many people around us in so many different talented positions, with so many talents within so many positions. A lot of times, you know, we need to employ a lot more, you know what I mean, so we can have these brothers putting these bullets into these guns. So here we go, you know, I mean, proverbially, you know what I'm saying, I won't get nobody in trouble up here. And so here we go, you know what I'm saying? We're here, we back again, this is our sound. We want to give people revolutionary culture. And I think Mike Flo does it well, you know what I'm saying? We spoke of not only some of his skills, but I just want to say, you know, he's definitely a comrade. And, you know, I was happy to be down there to host this piece. It was actually fun, you know, it's great when the work that we do is effortless, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, you know, they will hit you with a whole lot every day. We need to redefine the terms. Part of redefining the terms for us is like the whole idea or concept of it's a takeover, not a makeover. And, you know, which definitely ain't nothing new to Dead Prez, because, you know, the whole turn off the radio sequence gave birth to the fact that we have to take over the things that they're doing and redefine it. And, you know, many people do it in their own way. But I got to say, Mike Flo is a master craftsman at that RBG wisdom. You know, he got that shining black prince tongue, you know what I'm saying? You know, and that's beautiful. We need that speak. You know, we need that kind of speak over the beats. We don't need to hear no BS. We need to keep it right, righteous, fly fresh, and responsible. And that's exactly what I'm co-signing to. So, you know, that's just me on it, you know.
No doubt. And that was the next thing I was going to ask about, the title, because, like, I'm gonna keep it 100, man. I'm really loving the direction that Dead Prez, Mike Flo, and some of the other artists and coaching workers and freedom fighters and things that nature are taking, because of the fact that you know, it is a nice balance against the mainstream and against the norm. You know what I'm saying? By jacking the stuff that's already popular, so on and so forth. I know that both of you all get a lot of critics. You know what I'm saying? In and out the movement because of the fact that, you know, folks want to hear the same old, you know, just let's talk about this one subject all day long, every day, and let's do it on this type of beat or whatever. I mean, what do you all think about that as far as, like, the direction you have? I mean, I'm pretty sure what you think about it, but I'm saying, like, how do you feel about the critics' take on it?
There you go, Mike. There you go, Flo. You do that. Well, just real quick, and keep that thought, Em. I mean, what I'm going to say to it is that, you know, it's always somebody that got something to say, and that's a good thing, man. I embrace them. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of lets you know you're doing something right. If I'm not shuffling no feathers, you know what I mean? If I'm not, ruffling the cards, if I'm not doing something, you know, against the grain, then what makes me any different from the next dude? You know what I mean? You need a little hate out here nowadays, man. Let me know I'm doing something great. So I don't really be tripping. I can take all the publicity. You know what I'm saying? They say there's no such thing as bad publicity. And I don't know if I totally agree with that, but in this music game, if anybody can talk about me and whatever they want to say, I know my music stands for itself, and if that lets somebody go check out, well, let me check this dude out, see what these critics is talking about, and then I feel like the music stands, and I could let the cobra spit, and I could be quiet, you know what I mean? So I don't care about the critics, man. I welcome them, you know what I'm saying? They can criticize all day, but, you know, what I do is a bit different. And from what's normally out here, and so somebody should have something to say about it. You know what I mean? So I don't really mind it. What you gonna say, Em? What you said?
Well, I mean, basically just to bounce off where you're coming from. I think we have to examine exactly who are the critics, and if it's you know, how Kalonji laid out, like there's like this kind of old guard, you know, like the the gatekeepers of, you know, African liberation, you know, would be. And with that being said, you know, like, this old kind of mildewed aspect, like, with, like, non-energetic, you know, non-youthful approach to where our organizing minds are going. I mean, you know, with respect to the fact that we definitely don't want to step into the same potholes, but understanding that this thing has to evolve and go forward, like, and we talk about who the critics are. I got to say that, you know, our movement is in such a, you know, organizationally in such a weakened state. I don't think anybody has, right now, you know, has the luxury to sit back and criticize. I think we got to be able to add on and do what's right. And I think as long as our principles are put forward, I think, I think these are the most important things, as long as our goals and objectives are in front, right? You know, this thing is not an ego thing. It's not ego at all for us. The idea is to be able to use this music as a powerful weapon or tool that we know to be able to communicate some ideas that can be otherwise illegal and definitely underpromoted and sabotaged, even when we know versus the ruling class. So, you know, that's the idea. Anybody fight against that idea, then who are you? You know what I'm saying? What are you trying to guard? You're trying to guard something that's old, dead, and dying? You know, they can stand beside that. You know what I mean? Because we're gonna come up. You know, we're gonna come up, and it's gonna look good, and it's still gonna be red, black, and green. But it might be red, black, and green bandana color, or you know, it might have some tattoos that's red, black, and green on it. You know what I'm saying? On various places in the body that's very visible that says this is what I am. You can see me where I'm coming. You know what I mean? Anybody who see Mike Flo understand exactly what I'm saying when I say it. You know what I'm saying? You can see it. Right, coming straight at you, what we represent, we declare on our side, and it looks this way, and this, I think this is the new face of where, you know, at least our culture has to be. You know, we got to be bold, got to be brash. It's time now. We can't sit on our heels. So, I'm looking for all RBGs. We not the only ones doing this. Like Kalani said, it's so many. I see soldiers out here doing it, and I'm proud of y'all. I see y'all doing it. I see declaring your position, and I see you out there with your collars popped. And popping that politic, popping that coin, and keeping it on the money, and that's where we're trying to keep it. So let's continue the link, you know.
Absolutely, G. Yeah.
I got to say, man, you know, I definitely appreciate. I'm gonna say that, you know, what I'm saying that, and you know, no matter who like it, I appreciate you bringing it like that because of the fact that you make our job easier. Because the thing is, it's like a lot of folks are really trying to remix the 60s. And, you know, that era is that era. And we got to come with a new style, a new flavor, and things of that nature. So, honestly, you know what I'm saying, you know, with all due respect, you know what I mean? I mean, I really love what you brothers bring to the table, man, because of the fact that it's authentic. And, you know, we organize in the hood, man, so it's a different era. And, you know, that broke... field jacket mentality is played out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta take it to the next stage. So I definitely appreciate that. With respect to the OGs. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Most OGs out there with, they like, man, drive that car the way you're supposed to drive it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, as long as the politics is right. You know what I mean? So
I gotta give shout out to, man, it's OGs out here riding with some of the young dudes that's showing us up. My elder comrade, the Ruben Ben Wahad, man, he popping it. He out in Africa, got the Africa mob, used Reggie Rockstone, a whole lot of African artists, bringing that whole vibe, connecting it, clashing it. I met with a lot of his artists, the whole Ghana mob. This is out of the Ruben's whole mind state, you know, in East Africa. I'm over there kicking it with artists who connected with G Jaga, you know what I mean? They acting young. This ain't no old fogey thing right here. You know what I'm saying? They see that politics for what it is today. So shout out to them, the OGs who ride it. Mama C, Mama Charlotte, and them. You know, I don't even want to make it sound like it's no division because there's so many OGs that's riding with where we at. Woo! It's popping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing to be where we at today. You know what I'm saying?
And to adapt, you know, just to add on, like, you know, from time to time, I talk to Baba Mukasa, and he's on my phone, So when I be, you know, when we be out here cop blocking, you know what I'm saying, I'm letting him know where these pigs at. He always call me, just, you know what I'm saying, when he get the text message to see what's going on with me. And, you know, just to affirm what M just said, like, you know, when I talk to him, I feel like I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? Like, he asked me what's up with my project. You know, he might tell me about a particular song, him, but Akinye Umoja, Dr. Ock, like, they be on point. Lil Mukasa, you know what I mean? Baba Mukasa got Lil Mukasa on point. And you know, if there are people who have assessed that they need to adapt, you know what I mean, and, you know, use the power. You know what I mean? People ask me sometimes, why you say power so much? Like, when I'm talking to people, when I greet them, when I leave, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, and Fly Fresh Responsible is exactly that, man. You know, the ability to assess a phenomenon and make it act in a desired manner, to make it act for you, make it work for you. And you know, that's why we taking over, man. We if I say if it's to be, it's up to me. Somebody got to do it. You know what I mean? And I'm getting so much love from the OGs, from the sisters, from the men. You know what I mean? And it's letting me know that you know, they let me know that they appreciate my attention to the detail, that no stone is left unturned, and they see me popping that corn the way it's supposed to be popping, and they tell me that the critics are coming, and they say they're coming, and that's because you are somebody and you're doing something worth coming to see, you know what I mean? And whether that be COINTEL or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, ain't no secrets out here. So, you know, no shucking and jiving, ain't nobody scared, ain't no blindfolds, you see what it is. And the comrades, young and old, who riding with me, let's go. You either ride or get rolled over, man. But we adapting, it's a new day on the plantation. It's almost 2011, you know what I mean? And we got a lot of work to do globally, you know what I'm saying, worldwide, this universe. And, you know, I like to say one last thing about that, Kalonji. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, people want to put their music on. They want to nod their head. They want to spit them rhymes and do whatever they do to your joints. Now, so if at the end of the day, man, if it ain't rocking, it ain't rocking. I don't care what you're talking about. You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's why doing the mixtapes are so fun, because I don't live in a box. You know what I'm saying? Just like Divine, RBG and DPs when they did the Malcolm Garvey Huey. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I don't live in a box. I heard the Bentley Benz or whatever the other little joint is. Like, and when I hear that original, the now I be thinking like they bit my dudes. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, But I remember I was like, I really wasn't feeling it at first. And then when they laid it out, I was like, oh, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I really understood how, like, okay, how this really can and should be done. You know what I mean? And it's just it's a beautiful thing to see, like, little young soldiers, you know, sit here, my children, you know, nodding their heads and going ham and knowing, for lack of a better term, and knowing the lyrics and stuff like that. When people come up to me and be like, yo, my, you know, Sister Taj, it's like, yo, your exhibit FTP, that's my joint, my shorties love that. You know what I mean? Lets me know, man, from old to young, that we doing the right thing. We gonna keep doing the right thing, cause it gotta be candy. You know what I'm saying? It's just organic here, but it still tastes good when you pop it in your mouth. You feel me?
No doubt. Like Wise Intelligence said, cherry cough drop theory. You know what I'm saying? Make it taste so good they forget it's medicine. You know what I mean? So,
you feel me?
Definitely.
Straight up.
Definitely, man.
Yeah,
and I'm glad.
Shout out to Wise.
No doubt. And I'm glad y'all shouting out the OGs, you know what I'm saying? Daruba, Mukasa, and them. I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying? Just, I know Daruba bump y'all stuff all the time. In fact, he jacked my CD last time I was up there. So I just want to put that out there officially. And he is the new chair of the FTP movement, you know what I'm saying, just for the record as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
We wanted to really take it to the next level. But definitely,
good,
man, what y'all saying is right and exact, because of the fact that, you know, we that support is necessary. And oftentimes what happens is you get the tired, disgruntled I don't even want to call them an OG, but you get the tired, disgruntled brothers and sisters who many times really didn't answer the call when they were being called upon, and they want to live it right now, and they get upset with
right.
you for taking that torch and going on to where it is you need to be. Most OGs
right.
that we talk to, like the brother Muhammad Ahmed, I interviewed him a little earlier before you all. I mean, folks like that are really like, you know, they on it. They like, you know, like do this thing. You know what I'm saying? Kamasi and them over on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
so many other brothers and sisters, man, that are like, you know, I mean, Kamasi hit me up. He's like, man, you know, I put the little homie Zaid's joint on my page.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
mm-hmm.
man, yo, who's that young brother right there? Whatever. He said, man, you need to put that on my page. You know, he on Facebook. You know what I mean? So it's funny that, you know, like
that
I
works.
Said, they definitely checking for it.
Good work.
Right now,
good work.
On the organizing tip, I gotta take it there a little bit because the fact that I met both of you all in the field. When I first met M, he was actually selling the Burning Spears at the African Art Festival up in Brooklyn. I think that was like 99 or 2000. You know what I mean? And it was beautiful because of the fact that we were organized out in Connecticut. This was before young Chairman got out, and shout out to Chairman Fred Jr., you know what I mean, for all the work he's been doing consistently. But this was before that. And the thing is, I had just, to be honest with you, I had gotten the promotional, I had a promotional video cassette that was like kind of like styrofoam-ish. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I had
it was the trend of that time. It was a little trendy promotional item called V-Line videotape. I know what you're talking about.
So we had a store up in Bridgeport in Connecticut, and somebody gave me the tape, and I had it for like, to be honest with you, for like months. And I'm like, well,
wow.
You know, what is this? And one day my comrade popped it in the joint, and I just happened to walk by and look at it. I'm like, who are these cats right here? And it's funny because then, like, a month later, I ended up, you know what I'm saying, meeting you. And then the same with Mike out in Chicago. And I believe I met Mike during the Welcome Home Fred joint. We put that
mm-hmm.
thing together.
Wow.
Somewhere
mm-hmm.
around that
wow.
time. So, you know, before the whole artistry type thing, you know what I'm saying, even though, you know, you all were artists and the whole nine, you definitely were sincere to the movement. And the same with Stick. Shout out to Stick, you know what I'm saying, who's out here definitely supporting what we do on this area. From a movement perspective, for all the young cats that's checking y'all out, man, that's getting caught up, that's loving the whole RBG thing, you know what I'm saying, how y'all take it to the next level, you know what I'm saying, that's loving the whole the flavor, the codes, and all of that, how can we get them more involved in it from an organizational perspective? What's your words to them or whatever as far as just getting organized and not just being on the sideline, you know, yelling, we love the fam, and ain't nothing wrong with it, but we need more movement action than moopies, because a lot of times we get what we call moopies, movement groupies, and,
right.
you know, I'm trying to figure out, like what can we do as far as advice from you brothers to the comrades out there that's trying to come up.
Let me say real quick, one thing you can do, and I think you must do, is you have to make sure that you don't alienate potential from anybody. You know what I mean? Everybody has a role to play, and sometimes they just need their roles defined. You know what I mean? Many times people are dealing with the ins and outs and the inputs and outputs and just the logistics of survival that they don't necessarily know where to put their efforts. And oftentimes, you know, on the flip side of that, if you got movement groupies, you know what I mean, you got, you know, yuppies that's going so hard because they do a little work and they put themselves on false pedestals with their inflated egos, and they make people who really want to do things feel alienated. You know what I mean? And when you break it all the way down, it's still humans you're dealing with. And so there are things like when you're communicating, that's active, that's listening and speaking. You know what I mean? There's a respect factor that comes in. So, you know, I have a shame, man. You know, meet people where they are and take them where they want to be, even if they don't know they want to be there. You know what I mean? Because we're more the same. We're more the same than we are different. You know what I'm saying? And treasuring everybody's goals. I mean, everybody's talents. You know what I'm saying? And resources and really approaching it from a resource standpoint. You know, whether somebody work at Kinko's, you know what I mean? And it could potentially run some flyers, or somebody know how to fix your printer, or somebody is, you know, a cook or whatever it may be, an MC, a DJ. You know, that's how I got it. That's how I got involved, you know, because some people in some organizations, you know, we all humans and we all dealing with our stuff. So on a street level, you know, sometimes it's certain folks that you don't really want to deal with. You know what I'm saying? And I've been through that. You know what I'm saying? So I just try to keep my stuff based on the works. So when I was in Atlanta during the time when I was just finished up college and stuff, and I was would just have my first son, you know, my son, Garvey. I was on my way back to move to Chicago. Bob Mukasa told me, yo, when you go back up there, link with Mama Kaur, you know what I'm saying, and Impedum, she needs some help, link with her. And basically, you know, I went up there, there was a lot of politics going on inside and outside of the quote-unquote movement and organization, but I said, you know what, I'm going to be about my works. So I was DJing parties, I was cooking food, I was taking Mama Kaur to the prison and stuff to see Chairman Fred, you know what I mean, and if that's what I could do, then I relished that, and I did that to the best of my ability, you know what I mean? So whether you're a card-carrying member or of anything, but, you know, if you can just be about your works, and if the people who are in a place where they can teach you something, you know what I mean, just like for the person who isn't quote-unquote in an organization, if they can listen to, you know, to the people who are trying to help move you along and grow and nation build, you know, then if the people are talking to you, you break it down to the basics, people are communicating, they're sincere, they're passionate, and man, you wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people would be surprised what people would do for you. They'll bend over backwards. But the moment you put yourself on a high horse, and on a plastic throne, then the people are going to say, to hell with that. I don't unite with that. And I really can't blame them sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my thing, man. Let's meet people, you know what I'm saying, as peers, as soldiers, as comrades in the field, and let's, you know, just keep it solid like that and be about the works. That's my say on it.
Right on.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to add on that?
Well, I mean, like I said, I have respect for each and every one of you and everybody who's, you know, a part of this conversation, because that's really, you know, what I'm in it for, is like to soak up, like, how to be a better soldier, you know, because I could say that one thing is clear, you know what I'm saying, is that there's something definitely wrong in the world. And, you know, how I can sum it up, it helps me understand that you have to be against this particular, you know, organized system in place in order for us to get anywhere with this. So I'm looking for everybody who's thinking this way. And, you know, I'm saying it in the most simple way, so, because I want, or, you know, in these kind of terms, because I want people to understand basically what I feel like, how I'm doing in this, because sometimes, like, people will have this idea that like, you're talking about the movement, like, that it's a certain set of people. Like, those people are the movement. But the reality is, you know, the movement is a force of motion historically that has nothing to do with one set of people or another, or even what you know, or how long you've been at it, or none of that. It has everything to do with the conditions and who, what forces are ready to take the reins of that this time and make it important. And right now we have the, you know, ability to sit back and talk about this right now because, you know, the movement that we're talking about is in such a stagnant place. And, you know, it is this kind of, it's like, it's a funkadelic relic, and, you know, it can be, you know, it can take form and shape, and people manifest it in many different ways, but, like, in reality, it is power. It's power, you know, in transition, you know, into the working class, and that, at the end of the day, that's the force that has yet to be been able to speak or have any sort of say-so. You know, because this movement that we are part of right now is relatively, you know, has like a middle class, you know, kind of characteristic. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right,
you know, it doesn't function with the same impending urgency as like, you know, because the working class idea, you know, is so scattered around basic labor that it has not the intellectual capacity to say to organize itself to what we call in a movement. So the people we're talking about don't even know a movement exists. But it's those people that are the movement. And when that happens, when lightning strikes, which has happened in history, and we see those people who are the true example, it got nothing to do with their friend. This shit don't even matter, actually. You know, what we talking about, because when the real thing go down, that's what that is. Them songs that they listening to, man, they might be shaking their ass to some old kind of crazy whatever, because the history don't repeat itself. It's not a cycle. It's a spiral. So then if that's the case, well, we can't expect the same way. It's going to look the same way or feel the same way. All I can tell you is scientifically, when the ball get rolling, when the true slip happens, it's going to be the brothers and sisters who are truly on the bottom. Like, and right at this point, you know, that kind of consciousness ain't mattering. It's economic consciousness that's mattering the most in the hands of them people. And so that's the people you saying that we trying to get into the movement. I think the reality is we have to expose what we think we know. What we think we know, what we have been sitting here, I've been calling myself, you know, trying to be a revolutionary for like 20 years now. And so here I am, you know, and to me, you know, it ain't nothing that you try to do for that long. Like, it's something that you get done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to be, 60 years old and gray hair and talking about what it is, even though I know if I was on it and about it, what we could be able to expose, which I'm doing my damnedest. You know, every day I realize I could do more, especially when I look at tireless comrades like Bunchy Carter, you know what I'm saying, true names, you know what I'm saying, Doc Satchel. I'm talking about true names, like, and not less the ones that I already got tattooed on my body and that I talk about all the time in my songs anyway. I'm not even going to mention them comrades. But I'm talking about the ones that don't even get named that are exactly examples of what I'm talking about. And those are the people that's going to matter. And that's all I got to say is, like, it's got nothing to do with us or what I want to have happen with a set of group of people in a meeting. Like, no, it's how quickly can we pull the covers off of it so that the light can shine on that set of people and let the history do its work. Because that's the only thing that's going to happen, brother. That's the only thing that's going to happen.
Not
sure.
Yeah, I unite.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Do you think that part of that problem? I agree with you right now from saying that a large portion. I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna say the entire movement because, of course, there's different branches and whatever. Is definitely from a middle class perspective. Do you think that it's that classism is the major issue right now in struggle? Because, like you said, a lot of folks aren't really touching the ground. A lot of folks, not to discredit or disrespect, but a lot of folks are in the ballroom and on the microphone more than they are in, you know what I'm saying, in the hallways and
exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
In the streets. You know, so I think that's part of the problem. And to be honest with you, I think that class struggle is the biggest problem right now in the quote-unquote liberation movement. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean,
because of the fact.
I got to agree in certain ways. I just think that analysis got to come, not too strongly in one way. I think the analysis of class got to be clear, and I think that does matter because at this point, you know, race then got us confused. As a matter of fact, that's the reason why when they throw neocolonialism on us like Obama, we paralyzed. Like, they threw the hex on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us ain't nowhere to go. We still confused about whether it was good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really still had these conversations. And I'm like, you know, imperialism is still imperialism, and it still is imperialism, no matter which way you slice it. So, you know, sometimes I was like, you know, I feel like little Willow Smith. I'll be whipping my head back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I really don't understand what's going on. But I tell you that we do need that analysis. We do need a very, very clear, sharp analysis. Nobody in here is a stranger to the understanding that M1 is a student of Mali Shatella and the whole movement have had a huge impact on my life. I think one of the clearest analysis of African internationalism is coming from there. Functionally, how that happens in the real world is based on exactly the same circumstances I'm talking about. You know, I big up to everybody out here doing and struggling, making that happen. I damn sure am humbled to the whole thing, and man, I'm a baby in this. I hope one day I can get it right. And because when we get it right, it means we get it free. You know what I'm saying? I mean, freedom happens.
And you know what, Kalonji? Like, you know, a lot of folks, man, they're so busy stroking their own egos, man. It's like, and they want to tell everybody what they doing and downgrade what somebody ain't doing and stuff like that. It's like me as an MC. I ain't got time to really worry about who ain't doing what, because I'm too busy doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I own that, and I love it, and I, you know what I'm saying? And I do that to the best of my ability. You know what I mean? Like, I commend you on the things that I see you doing. You know what I'm saying? But it'd be feeble-minded for you or the likes of you or anybody, for any of us, to be, you know, ranting and raving about what somebody ain't doing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, everybody has a role. Do what you do. Even Young Jeezy said that. He said, I don't care what you do, but do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shut up and do it. You know what I'm saying? He happened to be talking about trapping. But, you know what I mean? Like, the things that FTP movement is doing in the streets, clothes, food, like, man, sometimes we out on the road and I can't make it. You know what I'm saying? Or Stick was in town and he made it, and we doing what we doing, you know what I mean? And everybody's adding on to this gumbo, man, and stirring the pot. And if we all have our hearts in the right place and our minds focused on the politic, then it ain't nothing that we can't do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we got to stay, keep our eyes on the prize, man, and get out of our own way sometimes, you know?
I agree with you, man. I think that, you know, we definitely appreciate, you know, all work. I ain't even gonna separate it and say FTP. I'm not going to say Mike Flo, Dead Prez. I'm not going to say Joe Blow. I'm not going to say Malcolm X, Grassley,
yeah.
POCC, whatever. All of us who have the audacity and the tenacity and the heart and the spirit to just be true to our people and to be true to ourselves. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Let me put it out there for the world to know. We respect any organization and whatever label you have, because, like I said, we're about the content, we're about the label, and we're willing to work with anybody that's for our liberation. I think that part of our problem right now is we are so sick as a people. We've gone through so much that we're actually fighting for the hearts and minds of the people. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a real sad situation. When we have organizations trying to outdo each other, when we also need to get to the finish line to free the people. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about, if we want Mumia to be free, it ain't about whether Pam Africa get him out or whether, Mike Flo get him out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The deal is, let's get him free. And that's what the business is. Speaking on that, we know that, with this, cracker name out in the Bay, going to court tomorrow to get sentenced. What's his name? Merhold, whatever. I can't even pronounce this clown's name or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So definitely want to put that out to the folks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We want to put it out to definitely say your prayers, say your wishes,
you know, protesting the area, so on and so forth. You know, do whatever you got to do, chant, throw some bones or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But in the words of Killer Mike, you know, wish him pain and bad health, you know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that what he did to the young brother was, you know, was an example of what they do. But at the same time, man, we can't continue to just, you know, make it business as usual, man. Do something. You know, like
Long Live Oscar
said,
Grant. Yeah.
No doubt. Long Live Oscar Grant, Captain Johnson, Sean Bell, and, you know, all the brothers and sisters on the block that's getting it. I want to talk about real quick. Again, y'all go to MikeFlowMusic.com. That's correct, brother?
Yeah.
And download the new joint, and it's called what?
Fly Fresh and Responsible, mixed by Rasta Root, hosted by M1 at Dare Prayers.
It's ridiculous. It's free, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's off the hook. Hey, Flo.
Yes.
Hey, Flo, what's your Twitter?
Oh, Mike Flo, RBG. MikeRBG. And what's yours, M?
It's M1 Dare Prayers. I'm putting it up right now.
Ah, my man.
Right on. You're too cool, man. But also that DP's joint, man, that's still available for the download. Is that correct, brother?
Yes, it is. All day, deadprayers.com. Go get that Revolutionary Gangster Grills. Also, we had a version for DJs, that's the so-called clean and, you know, radio available joints, too. And that's available for download there, too, for all DJs and anybody who wanted to get that out there in whatever ways it's helpful to you. And look at the calendar. We always posting something new, you know, always coming to a town near you, you know, just about to be throughout Florida. See you in Jacksonville and St. Augustine and Gainesville real soon. See you in New Orleans real soon, you know, and that's what it is. That's what it is.
No doubt. What's the info on that cop block program, Flo? Because I think that, to be honest with you, man, I think that's kind of understated, underestimated, underrated. You know what I'm saying? And if I gotta pay for some flyers to get it out there as far as some information myself, I think that everybody should definitely be on that cop block program. Run that down real quick. Let the people know what it's
about. All right. Well, real quick, man, cop block, and not cock block, but cop block, COP. You know, the cops is on the block, and they roll blocking, man. And knowledge is power, you know what I mean? And consciousness requires action. So don't matter whether you riding dirty or not, quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? I just don't like to be around the bacon. So I, you know, if I see them post it, you know, because they got out here revenue hunting and chasing. And I know it's happening in major metropolitan hubs, not just Atlanta, where I currently reside. So when I see them, I let my folks know just like I would any other time. And what I have done is put some good pressure on people to remind them of their obligation as global citizens. And if you love me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see them, you let me know. So it's as simple as in quote-unquote downtime or whatever, you know, if you're standing in line or whatever you're doing, put your list together, you know, a folder or whatever it is, you know, and that maybe, you know, it might be people in Atlanta that you know. And you send it out. They're over here posted at such and such and such. You know what I mean? And you got to, you know, you don't have to spell it out like all the way like that. You know what I mean? There's certain ways you can, because, you know, if you say, if you're putting stuff on Twitter, these are public records and stuff, so there are ways to be, you know, to navigate that and to still get the message out. And quite frankly, they was around my crib a whole lot. They don't really be around here. Maybe they got word that Mike Flo is letting niggas know. But, you know what I'm saying? You let them know, man, so people can stay out of them bear traps, man, that cut your feet. And we're so technologically advanced right now in this day and age. If I can get messages about a Facebook party, you know what I'm saying, then I feel like something else that's relevant, you know, you have an obligation to let people know. And so, and then you ain't got to be doing nothing and all that. You know, I've had to cut people out of my life because they told me to take them off of the list. I thought I was doing them a solid. And I take me off the list, my life is straight. And I'm like, oh, yeah? thanks. I don't even need to have you in my phone, period. You know what I mean? So, you know, people, you know, police start, America, you know, starts problems to solve them, man. So as much as you can stay out of that first line of defense, you can stay out of their way, then the better for you and your children or the potential of your children and family. And that's really what it's about, man. It's cop blocking is a community of people who look out for each other and spread information about that. And it's so much bigger than police. You know, any pertinent information that needs to be disseminated, and it's just it's practice. You know what I mean? For bigger things down the pike that we need to let each other know about and that we need to act immediately on. I see people all the time, they tell me like, yo, that one joint you sent out, man, I was right around there. I appreciate that. And so now I don't even be in town like that. You know what I'm saying? But people be sending them to me, and then I send them out. And I be sending out stuff. They be in different states. Like, yo, they in New York on such and such a street. And I just send it. I just forward it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what it's about, man. It's about information, and it's about keeping our comrades, you know, safe and not in these concentration camps by any means.
Yeah, well, word is bond, man. I can attest to that because I did get saved twice. I got saved twice. I'm cruising like I'm, you know, like it's all good. Like I'm an American. You know what I'm saying? and Mike Flo hit me with the ooh wop, and I'm like, hold up, reverse this threat real quick. You know, so definitely it does work. You know, saying text you folks. You know, you see somebody. Not only that, you know, we take it a step further. You see the police harassing somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let them know. Get folks out there. You know, see what's going on. You know, stand
Absolutely.
Out there. Don't let them stick no screwdrivers in them or beat them to death. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I usually do. You know,
stick no cracks in their pocket. Yeah.
You already know. That's business as usual. Real quick, we running out of time. We got like 3 minutes. I know my man DJ Fourth World from out here in the ATL. He just hit me up asking about where he can get those radio friendly versions real quick. You definitely want to get them to him. What's that information on the radio friendlies for both of y'all real quick?
For the Dead Press, for the Revolutionary but Gangster Grills, you can get that at deadpress.com. That was recently added to the site because a lot of DJs and stuff want to play and have been asking about it. So Fourth World can go get that like right now. And as far as Fly Fresh and Responsible, the quote-unquote cleans aren't available yet, but stay very tuned.
No doubt.
I just want to say this, Kalonji, too, like, because you were talking about Oscar Grant, I really want to harp on that in a moment because I know my comrades are feeling it. Just did a song with my homie, B the Weeder. Shout out to the whole family out there, JR, Minister Info, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody putting it down, you know. I was really trying to get out there, you know, for this tomorrow. Or I think I might do a live a talk from Skype right there to the thing, to the site but of the courthouse. But I can tell you this, you know, it's obvious what's at play here. I just think people, you know, no matter what happens, I think just people got to remember Oscar Grant because measurably and what they intend to do is push this thing under the rug. It's always been that way, even with the moving of the trial and how L.A. and the same, you know, the judge who did the Ramparts thing, all these crooked people was responsible for keeping this thing kind of mildly attended to. And you know, I just got to say, like in the last 6 seconds of this interview, we really got to you know, in a nationalized kind of way, like raise up all the names of our comrades and keep them out there to agitate and make this wound, like, really, really fester. Because other than that, they really want to sweep it under the rug and make it real cool and you know, in Barry Obama style and all that shit. So, you know, at the end of the day, thank y'all for your awareness, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for keeping it out there. That's what, to me, that cop blocking is about, arming the people and just keep our whole sights up. So, you know what I mean, head up, eyes open, fist clenched.
Brother Kalonji, this is Delani, man. I just want to thank y'all. I also want to let y'all know that tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on Harambe TV, I plan on having Marvin X from out in the Bay Area on to discuss the case we're talking about. We're going to wait on the verdict in the morning, but we're going to do the thing on Harambe tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, no matter how the verdict go down, because it's already wrong. So anyone out there listening want to check out some real good dialogue tomorrow. I had Marvin X on when this whole thing went down, and I promised to invite him back the day of the new trial, the sentencing. So that's supposed to happen tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. So anybody out there, East or West Coast, when y'all hear the verdict, you'll be able to know what's going down all the time. So look, y'all don't have to rush off, man. This is Harambe. We own this joint, so take your time.
Right up. Shout out to my man Delaney right here, man. Harambe Radio, always keeping it live for us. You know what I'm saying? Providing us with a platform for information. You know what I mean? So I'm like a hired gun. Call me when the cleanup. You know what I'm saying? We the cleanup crew, as the man Daruba would say. You know what I'm saying? Come clean it up when everything got to be cleaned up. You know, when it's too dirty. But definitely appreciate you brothers, man, for what it is that y'all giving the people, man. It's very necessary. And one thing I gotta say is, no matter what anyone has to say about anybody that's involved, period. Right now, man, it's a new day and age in a plantation, as a comrade would say. And we gotta come with new improved methods, because of the fact that as I heard the homie Dick Gregory say, man, OG, he said, that old stuff we used to do ain't working no more. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like, and that's no disrespect to no one, man. It's like we got to really, really know when to pass the torch. We got to know when to coach. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with my children. You know what I'm saying? It has to be an age where you have to actually become a coach and not just, do what I say, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be the mean old father with young Garvey. He's 16, 17 years old. You got to, speak to that man, like a coach, how to guide his life. Because he ain't going to be wanting to hear, look, do as I say, not as I do. I mean, that's cool, but, the bottom line is, whether it's your wife, whether it's your husband, your king, your queen, whatever, at the end of the day, everybody going to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can do to anybody, to make them, get on whatever side you want them on. So, again, we definitely appreciate what it is y'all talking about. Also, for the people, man, coming up in Atlanta the 19th through the 21st, got the Black African Holocaust joint coming through. Everybody from Dick Gregory to Paul Mooney, Pam Africa, Renoko Rashidi, Asha Kwesi, and a whole group of folks, Harambe Radio, FTP's holding down that Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We got all types of things going on, from survival training to, just basic information. So make sure if you're in the Atlanta area to check out the Black African Holocaust joint. You can find that online at the Black African Holocaust.info. Also, make sure you download those joints, man. The new Mike Flow joint is definitely bananas. It's been in rotation all day over here. I'm probably going to get put out. My woman's like, okay, I love Mike, I'm saying, from the Shy and all that. But if you play that one more time, you might end up being Mike's roommate. And I know Mike is kind of stingy, but, he's trying to change like me, so I just did a shoot. You know what I mean? So definitely did that, and also copped that DP's joint. I ain't going to lie, I was late checking out the DP's joint, because I had the slow computer. But actually, Jack, one of the comrades, joints from Baltimore, from Southern City, and Marcus, man, that Malcolm Garvey, man, my 10-month-old will be acting like he in a trance when it come on, man. So I don't know what you put in it, but he be dancing around like he can't even walk, but he moving around on it. So definitely appreciate what your brother's bringing. Anything else y'all want to add, man? Anything you need to promote, talk about, whatever that the people need to know about?
I think my job is done. I just want to commend you, Kalonji, for the work that you do. I want to commend my brother M1 for always helping to make me feel welcome and embracing my talents and my tools and helping to sharpen my knives. And I want to say big up to my brother from another mother, Stick Man. And, for keeping
helping to keep this this boat, you know, full stream in the water, oars in the water, and we all rowing. And to my family, extended and nearby and close, thank you for everybody for supporting me. I got a lot of corn to pop, and I ain't done. And I'm doing it.
No doubt.
That's
no
it.
Doubt. No doubt. Anything you want to add to that, Em?
Well, just everybody, stay tuned. I mean, Flo said enough of it to sound off for us. We here. We gonna see you, you know, from person to person, block to block, city to city, country to country. You spreading this vibe. I see you. We'll see who's true. Let's do it. So, greetings, man. Just forward. Thank y'all for everything. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Keep it up.
No doubt. We're in the same game. No doubt, man. Check us out. FTP Movement, www.ftpmovement.name.com. Check out Dead Prez at deadprez.com. Also, Mike Flo at mikeflowmusic.com. Also, I noticed some merchandise, bossupbu.com
yep.
as well, you know what I'm saying? Definitely support the fam over there. Shout out to the Sister Fia, natural.com, natral.com, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all that. You know, and everybody else that's out there putting it in or whatever, we definitely appreciate the work, all the local radio stations, all the independents, the, you know, the organizers who are nameless and those whose names are shining in the light, the whole thing. Free all political prisoners, you know what I'm saying? Free my man, Imam Jamil Alameen, former H.R.F.
Mm-hmm.
Brown. Free Aaron Patterson, you know what I'm saying, out the Shy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and all the comrades all around the globe, man, that's being railroaded by the system of destruction. And let's build, let's live, let's love. And, you know, we're here for a few minutes, man. You know what I mean? So let's make the
good
best
work.
Of it. Let's make this future bright. All right?
Yeah.
So we appreciate y'all again, comrades. Anything y'all need, man, hit us up.
Power,
right.
man, love.
No doubt.
Power.
Listen to HarambeRadio.com, and we out.